Justice Ginsburg has the opinion of the court this morning in case 16-12-20, Animal Science Products versus Habe Welcome Pharmaceutical.
When foreign law is relevant to a case in a U.S. federal court, the federal court is sometimes presented with the foreign government's own views about the meaning of its law. The question presented in this case, when a foreign government submits a statement saying what its law conveys, is the federal court ordinarily required to treat this submission as conclusive? We hold that it is not. A federal court should accord respectful consideration to a foreign government's submission, but the court is not bound to accord conclusive effect to the foreign government's statements. Plaintiff petitioners in this case before us are U.S. purchases of vitamin C. They sued defendant respondents, Chinese sellers of the nutrient. The U.S. purchases alleged that the Chinese sellers had agreed to fix the price and quantity of vitamin C exported to the United States in violation of U.S. antitrust law. The Chinese sellers moved to dismiss the complaint on the ground that Chinese law compelled them to fix the price and quantity of vitamin C exports. This, they asserted, shielded them from liability under U.S. antitrust law. China's Ministry of Commerce submitted to the U.S. District Court an amicus brief conveying that Chinese law required exporters of vitamin C to engage in price fixing. The U.S. purchases countered with evidence supporting a contrary reading of Chinese law, including China's submission to the World Trade Organization stating it had given up export administration of vitamin C. The district court denied the Chinese seller's motion to dismiss the complaint, but the Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit reversed. When a foreign government submits a statement on the meaning and interpretation of its domestic law, the Court of Appeals held, the federal court is bound to defer to that construction whenever the construction is reasonable. We granted review. Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 44.1 specifies that a determination of foreign law must be treated as a ruling on a question of law rather than as a finding of fact, as had been the common law practice. Correspondingly, in determining federal law, the court may consider any relevant material or source, whether or not submitted by a party. Neither Rule 44.1 nor any other rule or statute addresses the weight a federal court determining foreign law should give to views presented by the foreign government whose law is in contention. In the spirit of international comity, a court should carefully consider a foreign state's views about the meaning of its law. But the appropriate weight in each case will depend on the circumstances. Given the world's diverse legal systems and the range of circumstances in which a foreign government's views may be presented, no single formula will fit all cases. Relevant considerations include the statement's clarity, thoroughness, and support for it, its context and purpose, the transparency of the foreign legal system, the role and authority of the entity or official offering the statement, and the statement's consistency with the foreign government's past positions. Judged in this light, the Court of Appeals erred in holding that the Chinese Ministry's submission is binding so long as it is facially reasonable. That unyielding rule is inconsistent with the all things considered policy of Rule 44.1. As the opinion explains, the Court of Appeals rule is likewise inconsistent with this Court's treatment of analogous submissions from states of the United States. Nor, as the Court of Appeals supposed, is the binding, if facially reasonable, rule required by decisions of this Court or by international comity. Because the Court of Appeals concluded that the District Court was bound to defer to the Chinese Ministry's brief, the Court did not consider the materials identified by the District Court, which were at least relevant to the weight the Ministry's submission should receive. We therefore vacate the judgment of the Court of Appeals and remand the case for renewed consideration. The Court's opinion is unanimous.